Well, it's funny because people will always be like, Russia's capitalist now. Why are they partnering with China, the biggest communist country in the world? And I'm like, well, they share the biggest land border on the globe. You know, it's not that surprising that they would find it in their interest to work together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what is going on? So is Russia here? I'm gonna be honest. I got no idea what's going on. So is Russia... My assumption is that Russia is not trying to invade Ukraine and America is trying to foment war with, like, proxy war with Russia by trying to, like, saber rattle at Russia through Ukraine. Is that what the U.S. is doing?
I thought you said you didn't know what was going on. That's exactly just, right.
That's a wild guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, is it really a shot in the dark if you were already aiming at the target before the lights went off?
I got my red dot on.
Yeah, the target's been in the same spot every time. So.
It's also very big. It's not like you're aiming for a headshot. It's just like a big elephant. And if you hit anywhere in the elephant, it's like, oh, you nailed it.
They're like, hey, how did you know?
Yeah, because I mean, like, the U.S. has been trying to provoke this whole thing and, like, has been instructing its media to come together in a very, like, cohesive fashion. Like, you can tune in to CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, whatever the fuck it is, Fox News, and they're all like, is Russia going to invade Ukraine? And it's like, that's not even how this shit is getting started. The U.S. and Ukraine are constantly amassing more troops in this contested region and threatening to, like, try to take Crimea back from Russia and some shit. And, like, just being incredibly openly hostile. I mean, in some ways, it's similar to what we did with, like, Korea or Vietnam, but instead of showing up to break the country in half and then pit one side against the other, we're just showing up to a country that we, like, you know, helped fall apart in the 90s and is now a bunch of different countries, and we just pick the one we like because it has the most fascists in it, and we're like, okay, you guys go fight our fucking land war for us. But the Ukrainian forces, like, are not cooperating as actively as the U.S. would like them to. So the Biden administration has had to constantly just, like, ramp this up and create more and more tension themselves, which has been giving away the game quite a bit.
Yeah, the fucking video of the CIA stooge. What is that guy's name? Ben or something?
State Department, I think he was. I mean, I know, same difference.
His whole career has been in CIA.
Oh, okay.
That guy is, like, notorious.
I see.
But he was just like, we've got facts, and those facts say that Russia is going to invade. And they're like, what's the evidence?
It's like, I just told you, man.
I just told you.
I already hooked you up. You should have been listening.
Yeah. Well, and I saw that video, and the reporter who's asking the questions is like, look, I've been doing this a long time, and you just made an assertion. And the guy from the, like, White House press secretary or secretary of state guy or whatever he is, the DMV guy, just like, is like, look, you've been doing this for a long time. You should know this is how it's done. And he's like, yes, I've been doing this for a long time. This is not how it's done. Yeah. And he's just like, I was here when you guys did the same thing with WMDs in Iraq. I was here when you did the same thing with Afghanistan, and now you're doing it with Ukraine. And then there was another video that I watched this morning where President Biden gets asked about Afghanistan, and he's like, well, we couldn't have unified Ukraine. I'm sorry. I mean, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Really?
And he literally mixes up the countries where they've used the same ploy three different times.
Mixing up all the imperialism.
That guy is named Ned Price.
Wow.
Okay.
He is.
What a perfect name for a fucking, like, weasel.
He is
Ned.
Currently the spokesman for the Department of State, the State Department. He worked at the CIA from 2006 until 2017.
Okay, until right now.
Yeah, long tour. Yeah.
In February 2017, he published an op-ed piece in The Post, CIA stenography, outlining his decision to retire from CIA rather than work in a Trump administration.
Oh, he's that guy!
One of those guys.
I forgot about
how principled.